Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as you and me, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know really quick, friends, we are really in it. I mean, we got the bad guys just blatantly doing whatever it is that they want to do without consequence, and we're seeing this over and over and over again. This is all the more reason why the American people need to stand up and be the law, and be relentless in your dealings with people until justice is brought forth, friends, because things are getting worse. They are not getting better, and that is happening because the people are still adding strength to tyranny through their apathy and their tolerance of the crimes that are being committed. In the state of Minnesota this morning, interestingly enough, we should have snow on the ground now. Just so you all know, in Minnesota, especially if you're from Minnesota, you know what I'm talking about. I was standing in line this morning, and a lady behind me was talking to another woman, and I wasn't eavesdropping. I couldn't not hear what she had to say. I think everybody in the whole building heard what she had to say. And with that said, she was talking about how she just heard on the news that if we get no snow throughout the rest of the month of November, it will be the first time in recorded history of the state of Minnesota. Do you hear that? The first time. Well, that's all you have to do, folks. It's cold, no doubt about it. But when it gets really cold out, and it looks like you're going to get a little, well, precipitation, you know, rain that turns into snow, that white stuff in Minnesota. And I'm not saying that facetiously, because a lot of people across the country have never seen snow, especially down in the southern states. But what's interesting, friends, is that's all you have to do is look up. And when you look up, you can understand exactly why we're not getting the snow. Without fail, when it starts to get cold out and you look up and you see them chemtrailing, because they are chemtrails, this is common knowledge amongst anybody that's paying attention. Even those that aren't paying attention, I think we've gotten your attention that this isn't a theory in any sense of the word, especially when the mainstream media and their useful idiots do their best to, well, highlight chemtrails and blurting the truth out in their confusion and actually telling you the truth of the matter. But folks, we're not getting snow in the state of Minnesota, because when you look up, they're spraying chemtrails down on the American people. It's not just in Minnesota, by the way. It's all over the country. But they're spraying chemtrails down on the people in mass populations and on farmlands for the very purpose of, well, creating droughts and respiratory problems, so on and so forth. And again, we played enough videos on this topic from the mainstream media. I don't need to go there today. But folks, it just shows you again as to where we're at. And so if we don't get snow, That's all I did is looked up, and right when she was talking, and sure enough, they were spraying like mad. And what we also notice is when they're spraying, it starts to get a little bit warmer. So they're messing with weather patterns as well. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. No one's questioning the validity of the things that I'm saying right now. Again, unless your head is stuck deep, 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 deep in the center of the earth. That's probably the best way to put it. But, you know, when you look at Scripture in Deuteronomy 28:24, it's interesting, speaking of the great specificity of God's judgment upon a rebellious people. Now, some will say, well, Bradley, I don't believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. If you stand in front of a truck, it doesn't matter if you believe in that truck or not. Judgment's coming. You're going to get hit by that truck. Metaphorically speaking, folks, it is coming. We are under the judgments of God. When we read at Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, what does it say? And the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. I think people give the bad guys too much leniency into believing that they will do things that are that are unthinkable. No, that's how they get away with what they get away with, because they do the unthinkable. Because most people don't think within their craziest imaginations or wildest of imaginations that anybody could actually create crimes intentionally, as to the crimes that are being created intentionally against their own people. I mean, again, friends, if the assassination of John F. Kennedy wasn't the answer concerning what I'm highlighting even now to all of that, well, then I don't know what does. I remember when the FBI director during that investigation said, this was back in the 80s, another investigation of the John F. Kennedy assassination was opened up, and because 81% of the people never believed Oswald had anything to do with it. And what was interesting is the FBI director said during that time that the bad guys, the powers that are tolerated by the mass amount of people in this country, the small group of people that dictate the narrative in this country, he said they wanted to let anybody and everybody know that you'll be shot down like a dog if you dare stand up against our agenda. You know, and what's funny about that, speaking of what somebody said yesterday, you know what, that's the day the truth fell in the street. Yep, because the American people let it fall in the street. And you can find that exact scripture in the book of Isaiah 59, judgment turned backwards. Yes. The truth fell in the street because the people let it fall in the street. They allowed their government to kill their own president. Right? And what was interesting during that time, speaking of which, again, it's interesting the documentaries that had to come from foreign lands to tell us exactly what was going on during that particular time. It was a coup. Or you can say what the investigator said during the time of the investigation, a coup d'etat. A coup d'etat is what it was called. That's right. Everybody was telling us what we should have knew. But we refused to see the truth for what it was, and we failed to deal with it. And now look what's going on. They're becoming more blatant, more brazen, more obvious in their crimes, and they're not hiding a thing. Matter of fact, yesterday I wanted to highlight something for you really quick. And I want you to see this, because this is the same government that you're tolerating through the UN that the American government created. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and yet American government is actually taking our money from our tax coffers, and they are continuously feeding the beast that they themselves unlawfully created. Again, that falls back to we the people that tolerate the crimes of corruption within the halls of government, because the UN shouldn't exist at all. But in which I'm highlighting now, friends, is that of the climate change. We know it's debunked. It's been debunked. And again, I love to say this, friends. What did we do for 5,000 to 6,000 years before these geniuses got onto the scene? They're simply trying to create another crisis in order to create another tax to weigh down the people to further enslave them and their children. That's exactly what it's all about. This is supreme nonsensical, to say the least. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play a video. Poor guy. He looks like he's a Frankenstein's son, John Kerry. I'll play it for you in just a moment. It's a short video, and then we'll get on with the show. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So let's get over to this, because this is a perfect segue into what I'm talking about. So what they do, and it's a prime example, it doesn't get any more plainer than the nose on your face here, friends. They spray chemtrails down on the populous areas throughout the world, not just in America here. They change weather patterns, they create drought, and then they say they have a climate change problem. And then, what do? They usher in their little useful idiots, the politicians that are working for special interest groups, in contrast, stark contrast, diametrically opposed to the U.S. Constitution, warring against what our forefathers established. And what do? They play the problem solvers. My goodness, friends. Let's get to this. Here's Frankenstein's son, John Kerry. He's married into the IRS from that of Heinz Ketchup. He's as crooked as a mule's hind leg, and we all know this. He's a draft dodger. He's a criminal, and this is just what they're looking for. As a useful idiot to go ahead and war against the people that they're supposed to serve, at least the ones that they swore that they would serve. I'm not saying this. They said it, right? And I am confirming what they said, and I'm thinking about their affirmation, their oath, and I'm also thinking about Numbers 30, verse 2 in Deuteronomy 23:23. But let's go over to old Johnny Kerry and see what he has to say, because he says, folks, there's a real issue going on. I know. Remember, they created the problem, right?
Contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world. depending a little bit on how you count it, but it's anywhere from 26 to 33. And we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. But with a growing population on the planet, we just crossed the threshold of 8 billion fellow citizens around the world. We just crossed that in this last year. Emissions from the food system alone are projected to cause another half a degree of warming by mid-century on the current course that we are today.
Hey, folks, the devil wants you to believe him. All right, he wants you to believe there's a real problem here, and we need to address this problem. But what he's not telling you is governments on a worldwide basis are the ones creating the problem. Okay, and so are they. As they continuously highlight the fact that emissions are causing the weather to warm up a little by little by little, well, why don't you look at what they're flying around in all day, what they're being driven around in all day, friends? I mean, if anybody's guilty about the problems that they're creating out of thin air, no pun intended, literally, folks, it should be themselves. This is what they always want you to do, and they expect the people to take them for face value. Hey, folks, it doesn't get any more horrific than this guy. Again, no pun intended.
Could result in an additional 600 million people not getting enough to eat.
Yeah, it's always and emergency. It's always crisis.
Continue to both warm the planet. Nope. While also expecting to feed it.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we have to reduce
emissions. Hey, guys, real quick, these are also the same people. This is live radio. These are also the same people that are trying to convince you that we have a land shortage. That's how ridiculous it gets. Yeah. And this is what the media hopes that you'll believe. They want, the devil wants you to believe him this time. Just don't pay attention to the fact they're the ones creating the problems.
From the food system to keep the 1.5 degrees alive. Why do we have to keep 1.5 degrees alive? Because scientists.
Science is the study of creation. Science is the study of creation. The scientists that he's talking about discover what God creates, and then they deny the Creator. And even if they acknowledge the Creator, if there was an issue like that, obviously our Creator would realize that we couldn't live on a planet to sustain life if what he was saying was true, which it is not.
As a basis of physics and mathematics, not ideology and politics.
Hey, folks, now he's becoming a professor. He's real smart. Oh, my goodness, I didn't understand a word he said. Well, here, let me tell you this. Even if he was, which he is not, a super intellectual guy, super smart guy, if he doesn't know how to tell the truth, it doesn't matter what he has to say or how smart he is. They profess themselves to be wise, but yet the Bible says in Romans 1:22 that they are fools. Here is a prime example.
Party labels or anything else, as a matter of physics and mathematics and some biology and chemistry have told us these are the consequences, and we already see it happening. And almost everything they've predicted for 30 plus years now is coming true, but the problem is it's coming true.
He's absolutely incorrect. He's absolutely telling another falsehood. They're being exposed again and again and again and again and again and again. Remember they were talking global warming? I remember in particular Nancy Pelosi, that witch, the wicked witch from the West, San Francisco, literally. It was interesting. She was talking about how global warming was really taking its toll. And then out of nowhere, do you remember this? The snowstorm hit D.C.? Yeah, the Lord's not going to leave himself without witness, folks. This is supreme nonsense. And these are the sort of people that the people on this earth are listening to in some cases. A majority of you say you don't agree with it, but you agree with it by your compliance. That's the problem.
Faster and bigger than was in fact predicted.
Yeah, it's always a problem. Always a problem. I do a whole show on this, friends. Al Gore's another one. Contradicts himself at every given step. Every given step. Well, let's go over to this because I want to highlight this really quick, too, before we get into the main topic. Isn't it interesting that what we're seeing now, how long since January 6th? What are we looking, 2-3 years now? They're talking now about all of this information that's being disclosed to the people on a global on a national basis concerning that of January 6th. No matter how much and we've had this information since day one. This is the information that they mean to conceal. But again, what people need to realize, friends, is we've already known this since the very beginning of January 6th. Hey, remember, again, let me highlight this, please, for the new listener and the new viewer. We were told 80 million people voted for Joe Biden, yet throughout the United States, there were times in particular cities across the country where not one person literally showed up. And they wanted you to believe that 80 million people voted him in. And then on top of that, they found out 11 million Twitter accounts were completely contrived out of thin air. They were fake. Same thing with Barack Obama. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. But people don't want to listen to Bradley. Hey, folks, the best gauge for you to understand as to who is affected and who isn't in this country, who's being censored. Those are the ones that are telling you what the other ones that aren't being censored are willing to tell you. Those that aren't being censored, they're not a threat to the establishment. No, they're propping up the establishment. I'm not here propping up the establishment. I'm propping up the Word of God and the laws found within the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. I'm doing what they're not doing, and that's what we should all be doing together under God. Right? But what I want to go back to is they want you to believe that Joey got there. Treasonous Joe, the guy that was kicked off the presidential campaign trail in 1988 for lying. How many scandals has he been busted for, exposed for, Luke 12:2? And yet they want you to believe that the people voted him in. Baloney. We talked about that yesterday concerning voter fraud. Massive voter fraud going on. Mainstream media says it's not happening. I'm showing you just the exact opposite all day long. All day long. Right? Whatever they tell you, you can almost look the other direction because that's probably the truth of the matter. Right? But folks, then what they did when Joey took office, remember they closed off the inaugural prayer because they didn't want you to see how few showed up for his initiation into the people's White House that they wanted you to believe were voted in by the people? Remember this? Yep. And then remember what they did? They had to take our boys, our military boys, and they put them in Washington, D.C. to protect Joe Biden from all 80 million people that just put him in office. Something's not lining up. No, you're right. Something majorly is not lining up, and it's called common sense. And that falls to the people that tolerate this nonsense. And then here comes January 6th, right? And then who did they accuse? They accused the American patriot that were exercising their First Amendment right. And everybody's in jail today except Donald Trump. Except Donald Trump. If that doesn't tell you what you need to know, nothing can help you. Literally. But what I want you to understand, friends, they're opening up another investigation after another investigation after another investigation concerning January 6th. Everybody's in jail concerning the innocent political opposition to those that are standing up against the crimes of the individuals that are in the People's White House today. We have every right under the sun to practice our First Amendment right, and they have no right to stand against it. We'll be right back.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
Breaking news this hour, the Israeli-Hamas temporary ceasefire in effect in Gaza right now, and it appears to be holding. 13 hostages expected to be released by 9 a.m. Eastern. They've been held now for 7 weeks since the terrorist attack on October 7th. 50 Israeli hostages expected to be released in phases over the next 4 days. In exchange, Israel will be releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners, 24 women, and 15 male teenagers. In other news, 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland after riots breaking out after a stabbing that left 5 people hurt, including 2 adults and 3 children. An evacuation order lifted in Kentucky after a 16-car train derailment, chemical spill, and fire. Authorities claim there's no hazard to people living in Rockcastle County, the cause of the derailment under investigation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so the list goes on of crimes that are being committed against the American people. Can I show you one more thing? I literally have, 20, 30 new tabs of information I need to highlight. I need to share with you. I got billboards in Minneapolis area, and interesting, I need to put up a billboard. What is it that the people in this country won't tolerate? I can tell you. Everything that our forefathers didn't tolerate. That's why we have a free country. And guess what? We still have the freedom today to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift, right? Well, here, this is how crazy it's getting. I want to go back over here. Some guy just said he hasn't taken the time to read Deuteronomy 28. Well, you need to. And when you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it say? It says, the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher, and you will sink down lower and lower. That's why your borders are dropped right now. The Lord said, you can go ahead and build. I'm going to tear down. This is judgment, okay? Now, I want you to catch this, because the American people are still living their lives like it's not happening. This is what they do. This is what they do. They're like a bunch of caged birds in a deceptive area. They everything outside of their mindset doesn't exist. That's called self-deception. And what is that? What does that feed into? Self-destruction. In other words, you're creating your own demise. Read Psalm 9. 9, 16, and 17, you'll understand perfectly. But when you go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it say? It says, they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that illegals in New York alone, in New York City, they were being served before the people of New York were, concerning the poor people. Hey, folks, if the bad guys had all the support they needed, then why do they need all the illegals coming into America? Because they don't have it. This is one of those that you're going to realize, hopefully, before it's too late. But look at this. Explaining Illinois new law, listen carefully. I highlighted this a month and a half ago. Explaining Illinois new law, they call it law, it's not law. It's using the law against the law. This is what communists do. Explaining Illinois new law allowing not illegals, non-citizens to become police officers. Your apathy is fueling corruption within to hire illegals to war against their political opposition. Guess who that is? You and me. For every day that you tolerate this, you are adding strength to more of this. It's not going to just go away. The only things that are going away, friends, are your freedoms. And they are not taken away by bad guys. You're forfeiting them. Get mad at me if you will, but it's true. Oh, by the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Subscribe. Please subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. If you want to call in, I would love to hear from you. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. We're to contend for the faith. We're to defend the gospel. Okay? That's why it's called a good fight of faith. That's why we are to wear the armor of God in Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. But here you have it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So you all remember years ago, this is, I don't know why. I don't know why this is my lot in life. I really don't. But I can tell you what I'm not going to tolerate. What I'm going to show you next is the face and representatives of the corrupt that are tolerated in this country. I have been blowing this trumpet for 20 years. My whole life, as a matter of fact. But before 20 years ago, it wasn't tolerated by the people. And you say, well, I don't tolerate today. Yeah, you do. You've given them a green light by not standing against it. If you're not standing against it, you're guilty of it. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the sodomite agenda. 20 years ago, I was highlighting the crimes of the sodomites and how they're attempting to make children a prey. Put that up against Exodus 22, verse 22. It's not a good place to put yourself. And also in the New Testament, Luke 17, 2. You don't lay for the children, the model of heaven. That's what Satan does, right? 20 years ago, I was on Salem Communications. I was there for about 13 years. And I remember the professors in the church as a baby Christian just complaining about everything they were tolerating. And so I says to myself, if you're to be a faithful witness that delivers souls, Proverbs 27, verse 5, why aren't you saying anything to the sodomites that are trying to make your children a prey? Oh, they were just too afraid to stand up against a bunch of men that are dressed up as women. Not even realizing or coming to the conclusion that it's against the law in the United States of America. They're called crimes against nature. Check out your state statute. Several states, it's still illegal to commit the act. In the sight of God, it will always be an illegal act. God calls these men that act as women and women that act as men an abomination. Okay? And it is, I'll say it real slow. They are an abomination. They're at war with your Creator, and it's going to be a war. They're going to lose again. And just think about it, folks. If they had their way, we wouldn't be here today. Genesis 18 and 19, read it. That's why the Lord judged Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at the crimes they were guilty of. Well, they're still committing the same crimes on a daily basis. We're being told as to what those crimes are. Just yesterday, I did an article, and I highlighted in one article, because there were so many crimes being committed just during that week, that my one article had Pope entertains trans, men dressed up as women, put that up against Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Mayor gets 30 years for child porn if he makes it past a week in jail, right? He's friends with Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation. He was groomed by him, he said. A Pentagon official arrested for child trafficking. He was the overseer of elementary schools in the United States. Well, during all of this, friends, the FBI was caught at a LGBTQ event recruiting more of this. If the FBI isn't creating something called Operation Pacifier, where they take child porn and throw it onto the backside of their political opposition to accuse them of crimes that they are guilty of, well, then guess what? They're getting busted for the crimes themselves. Okay, so you all understand what's going on here, right? And what's sick about it is the people continuously drop their kids off in school to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and here we are. And no matter how many crimes that you see or come to the light concerning crimes against children, oh my goodness, we have covered it, friends, in defending our children. Oh, Bradley, you know, the good news is there's a huge rise in people pulling their kids from public schools and homeschooling them. I don't care. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian if you're not going to deal with those that meant to commit a crime against the child in the first place. You're not supposed to just stand back and say, well, that's okay, you know, they didn't get my kid. No. They got somebody's kid, and if they got somebody's kid, they got your kid, because we are our brother's keeper. You're an accomplice to the crime to stand down. And how dare you have to have somebody to tell you to stand up on the behalf of a young kid that can't defend himself in the first place? Something wrong, not with the sodomites alone, but with the people that sit back as accomplices to the crime. Oh, that's harsh. No, that's true. That's true. Bradley, you're an austere man. Yeah, that reminds me of Luke 19. When the servant failed to obey his Lord, what did he say? He was austere, and the Lord looked at him and called him a wicked servant. And he threw him exactly where he needed to be thrown. And he was. And he is. No matter how many times I cover this, it doesn't matter. The Pope is entertaining men dressed as women. This is your government pushing this agenda to, again, demoralize you. Remember all the loss that Target had last summer? We went out and we protested Target for advocating crimes against children. It's exactly what they were doing. Exactly what they are doing. Remember they lost $5 billion. Bud Light went and lost billions of dollars, and then Dana White from the WFC picked them up. Remember that? All-American Dana White. Don't support those jokers. Look what they're supporting. And they have the audacity to sit there and call themselves Americans. Here, I want you to see this. In spite of all the backlash by the good people of the United States by not supporting them, and that's where they stopped, because they've been conditioned, good little sheeple, bah, bah, just sit there and take it until the wolves return, because they will, and here they are. Target brings in new LGBTQIA strategist, Gay Carrilla is his name. His name, to make trouble, rip old world to shreds after Kid Pride merch fiasco. Okay? Why these guys are my lot in life is, I don't know why, friends, but I got to tell you. If you want to fight your enemy, you better understand, first of all, the government is not condemning these crimes. And these are crimes. Okay, this is the representatives of those that are pulling the strings behind the scenes. Okay, here, I want to show you him again. He wants to cause as much trouble as he can. Eric Thompson, senior strategist, pride led. I don't know why, folks, but when I see these guys on the scene, I don't know, folks. It's just me or whatever the case is, but it's like, it's on. And you know what? He's picking a fight again, and he's going to get one. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
That's exactly right. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting this man that said he is going to cause as much trouble as he can cause. Where's government? Where's your representative government to throw these guys into court to be held accountable for their crimes? I'm curious. Oh, they can't help themselves. I know, that's what they keep saying, and they make the choice to commit crimes against children. After all, friends, it's all premised on man-boy sex. Just ask them. They're even trying to normalize this throughout the United States of America right now. I'm sure you're all aware of this, but remember 20 years ago I was a bigot and I was a hater. You can go ahead and you're a fool for your pains to think I'm going to move from standing up on the behalf of what's going on out there. You are a fool for your pains. Okay, when you have a man that acts like a woman being picked up by that of Target again, just so you can see for yourself, right? Target brings in new LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ, whatever they want to create in their reprobate minds, a man named Gay Gorilla to make trouble. You know what he said, friends? This man right here, he wants you to know that he is going to rip the old world to shreds. Oh, my goodness. Okay. About 15 years ago, I remember when MSNBC was coming at me hard. The mainstream media was coming at me hard. Now they're ignoring me because everything I tried to warn the people of, they've been found out to be guilty of. Okay? This is what you call a forerunner. Read on Micah 2, 12, and 13. Okay? And what's interesting is Target is now again facing public scrutiny. After the retail giant seemingly doubled down on its pushing a far-left gender ideology. Can somebody do me a favor and go ahead and call me and tell me? And if there's no calls coming in, thank you for proving the point. 1-866-582-9933. Can somebody show me where there's a far-left and a far-right constitutionally in this country? Because I can't find that. No, it's what you've taken on. A far-left gender ideology. Isn't it interesting the criminals are trying to incriminate those that they label as far-right? That shows you how backwards things have become. Isaiah 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. Okay. Senior LGBTQIA strategist and Pride-led named Eric Thompson, also known as Gay Gorilla, on his Instagram page said, "Rip that old world to shreds." Here, let me say something to you there, old Eric. E rock and roll. Let me say something to you, brother from another mother. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And you better pay attention to the history of those that want to go ahead and dare the justice of God. Because you are playing with not just your temporal life, but you're playing with your eternity. And you know what's interesting is, going back to the point that I was going to make 15 years ago, there was a guy named Dan Savage. I want to play a little video of this guy. He was appointed by Barack Obama, who is a sodomite himself. He's a foreigner. We all know this. Who calls his wife Michael on three different occasions. We played the video. And what's interesting is when they were attacking me, I said, "Listen, why don't you get old Danny boy? I mean, you want to talk about a sick-minded individual that talks out of his mouth, that only condemns himself every step of the way." I said, "Listen, why don't we have a public forum?" And when I said it on the radio, I never heard from him again. Never heard from him again. Folks, this is all you have to do is go to your state, go to state statutes, look up crimes against children, and you're going to find these kind of men that are preying on children as a felony. Oh, 1,000 times I've shared this with you. Then what you need to do is reach out to your local law enforcement and say, "This is what the state statute says. Why are you not arresting these people?" And what you need to do is enforce the law against them and their crimes. Because the mainstream media is trying to ride roughshod over the top of the law that you're supposed to enforce. This is how they do what they do. But here's the deal. If you're not going to stand up and be that law, then this is what they're going to do. And that's why they've been encouraged. But after going back on national radio and saying, "Hey, listen, bring it on. Let's do this publicly." That's all you have to do is highlight the crimes. Because they're denying all of this. Well, we know it's true. And they're trying to normalize this. The Supreme Court, Alina Kagan, queerified Harvard, that's why she was appointed, never judged a case a day in her life, a sick reprobate, along with John Roberts, the Chief Justice, a total advocate for the sodomite agenda, as they all are, because they do nothing about it. It's their job to discover God's law and apply it, not to create, not to play the activist. But that's what they do, because you don't know the difference, right? But folks, here's the point. Here's the point. This is who's normalizing the crime. Just in Florida, just last week, the Supreme Court said, "We're not going to weigh in. We're not going to enforce the law. We're not going to tell you that the law condemns those men in Florida that are dressing as women, going and making a prey out of the 5 to 10 kids that show up, that the mainstream media blows up like everybody's going, which is not the case. But a little leaving it the whole lump, and we're supposed to leave in that lump, then it might be holy." Right? I mean, as if to suggest Mr. DeSantis in Florida there didn't already have a law to sick his little cops on, or the sheriffs on, those that are dressing up as women making a parade. It's already a felony. We didn't need to hear from the Supreme Court. But I'll tell you what we heard from the Supreme Court was for the American people to stand up and deal with them lawfully and impeach them. They're supposed to sit during good behavior, not bad behavior, Article 3, Section 1. They're supposed to enforce the law, not create it and tear it down and recreating one in their own image, Article 2, Section 3. They're supposed to obey the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. That's not what they're doing. They're doing just the opposite. And they're committing the crimes right in front of the face of the people. This whole nonsense going on in Florida, Ron DeSantis could have easily called in the law and condemned every one of them. He's going right along with the agenda. He is no different than any other individual throughout the United States of America when it comes to the incumbent in the governor's office. And I can prove it over. I have over and over and over again. I want to show you this really quick. This is a guy named Dan Savage. I don't know that you've seen anything sicker, but I'm sure they're there. Dan Savage is a spokesperson for the homosexual anti-bullying campaign, which is nothing more than the affirmation of homosexuality, GLSEN. Exemplified my point to a T when he began to dare God's justice by attacking the Bible, the homosexual stumbling block, and to curse those who did not agree with his perversion. It was reported that the first thing the bully said was, "Hope you're all using birth control," that the Bible was BS,
bullshit in the Bible,
and then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to high school students. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility towards Christians who espoused beliefs that he was literally taking on himself. More than 100 students stood up and walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward speech in a high school journalism forum. Yes, I said a high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was Dan Savage.
Listen to this.
Founder of It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than Barack Hussein Obama. If Dan is not licking doorknobs in hopes that others get sick with the flu, then he and his husband are guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House anti-bullying conference. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon. 5,000 DOJ employees were investigated for child pornography, who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions in government, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed as a safe school czar Kevin Jennings, who wanted to queerify the elementary. The National
it's
Education
the government
Association
doing this, friends.
Has
it's the government
Virginia
that is
well.
Allowed to do
they
this.
They already had an LGBT caucus for teachers, but in 2010 felt it necessary to celebrate a new caucus, the Drag Queen Caucus. The National Education Association also refused to pass Amendment I-24, designed to protect students from sexual misconduct by teachers. Many feel they refused to pass the amendment in order to protect teachers who have sex with students. No wonder this bully felt so emboldened to attack a bunch of high school students, and just think, right under the noses of their parents. Dan Savage is also the same radical homosexual who said on HBO, he wished all Republicans were blanking dead.
You Republicans are like Arafat.
Unfortunately not exactly like it. I wish they were all f***ing dead. Sorry.
No, but in 2006, Savage said,
"Will Carl
let it go on.
Be dragged behind a pickup truck." And
as the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.